This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. It's February, and Charlottesville is preparing for its annual Invasion of Authors. The Virginia Festival of the Book cranks up on Wednesday, March 21st, with a leadership breakfast featuring NBA legend Jerry West and former guest on The Spark, Jonathan Coleman. The festival then runs full tilt boogie through a Sunday afternoon panel, moderated by WMRA's Matt Bingay, that features former NPR reporter Eric Weiner. So, if you haven't already had the pleasure, I would like to introduce you to Nancy Damon, the self-effacing, indestructible, and terribly funny doyen of the vast literary shebang known as the Virginia Festival of the Book. Nancy, are you crazed yet?
I'm crazed from about the first week in December until, you know, the festival happens. Yes, I am definitely crazed.
Describe your job, please.
Describe my job. Okay.
Not your job description, but you describe your job, please.
Okay. Well, I run the Virginia Festival of the Book with a lot of help from interns, volunteers, and Susan Coleman, who's the director of the Center for the Book. And personally, I see my job as trying to organize about 125 adult programs and then keeping every single person happy. And that includes the authors, the booksellers, the people at the venues, the audience, you know, the potential audience. Everybody, which is naturally an impossible task.
How long have you been doing this?
This is the 12th one I've been doing.
And what does it take to do what you do? I mean, what are your skill sets?
What are my skill sets? Well, you have to love to read. You like to be able to work with people and all different kinds of people and not let them get to you too much, because you never know what an individual person's special needs are going to be. I think you need to be practical and very good at problem solving. You need to keep a lot of details in your head and preferably on paper, so that if you die in the next 20 minutes, somebody else will know what you're planning. So you need to be systematic and practical, and you need to have a lot of sympathy and empathy with people.
But, you know, when I think about the Virginia Festival of the Book, and I think about how many venues, how many different venues?
Well, we have about 125 programs for adults. Now, that's not counting the school programs and the Saturday children's programming, and it's also not counting related events. So there are probably about 15 or 20 venues.
Do you have a big chalkboard? Do you have spreadsheets? You have movable things?
We have spreadsheets, and then we call it like the war room. You know, we have big poster board with stickies on it, you know, with a grid, and then we move times and places around, you know, programs around. And we use different color stickies. We're brilliant, really. I mean, you should just see how great we are.
Has there been one disaster or difficulty or, oh, good grief moment that you had to cope with?
We had a different breakfast speaker one year who had written a book called A Perfect Mess. Mm-hmm. And his position was that messiness is not necessarily a bad thing. And he had this whole long thesis about it. Well, he did double book himself. And I mean, believe me, I had done everything right that time. I had sent him letters. I had emailed him repeatedly to make sure he had it on his calendar. And he didn't contact us. He contacted the travel agent to say, if I'm doing this breakfast, can I be back in New York City by 1 p.m. on the same day? And she wrote to him, well, you could get back to New York City if you left before the breakfast started, but I don't think you're going to make it if you come to the breakfast. So she alerted us immediately, but he never contacted us to say he had double booked himself. And we were so lucky because Roger Mudd had called us and wanted to come and talk about his memoir the night, which was the night before. Mm-hmm. And he agreed to stand in for him. And he made some really humorous comments on a person who believed in not being organized and could see how that worked out. So, and that was one of those things where I really couldn't sleep for a couple of nights until all of a sudden I sat up in bed about 1 o'clock in the morning. I thought, Roger Mudd is going to be here the night before. I wonder if he would do it.
And he did.
And he did. But I will tell you this. It was really funny. He interviewed me. Why is he not coming? What do you think I should do? What, you know, pretty scared. I was pretty tense that he wasn't going to say yes, but he did. And he was wonderful.
Practically, how do you put this together? How do you decide who's in and who's out?
Well, this year we probably had four times as many books as we could use. Maybe not quite that many. That's maybe the most we've ever had. But we know that there's certain sort of kinds of programs that we want to have every year. Mm-hmm. So we look for, we always look for some history panels, science, you know, fiction, poetry, science fiction, memoirs and biographies. And so then we look at what we have, you know, that's been brought to us. And then we also seek out people who've written books that we are interested in. And sometimes people just come to us and say, you know, my best friend is so-and-so and so-and-so and turns out to be a really great writer. So we take all that information and churn it up. And as I said, along with we had a reading circle that read books this year. And actually,
oh, that's a good idea.
Our interns spend a lot of time reviewing books as well and helping us say what books they thought might come together. And the other thing that's so bizarre, though, is you can't just say, well, these three books will go together. But then you have to make sure everybody tells you they can all get there on the same day at the same time.
What is when is your time, your mm-hmm. time of greatest stress?
I think from like mid-January to the beginning of March is the worst, because that's when people have all said they could come and then suddenly something happens and they can't come. Mm-hmm. You know, either they're well, of course, people do cancel at the last minute if they're ill, but, you know, their mother has to have an operation, or we find out that we just found out Friday that a particular author had told the people that or organizing her program that she could be here at a certain time, but her publisher booked her somewhere else at the same time. So, you know, and then the other thing that's really stressful is so many people call us and say, I just found out about your book festival. I have this book. I'd really love to come. And, you know, you go, well, I'm really sorry, but the deadline was October 1, and we've been working on this all December and January. So,
yeah,
it's hard for me. I hate saying no to people if I feel like the book would have a good place here. But it's, you know, sometimes it really is too late.
Yeah, it's good. You got to say no sometimes.
I'm not sure I should tell you this. I was telling my interns on Monday, I really thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown. And then I remembered that I feel the same way every year. And I talked to two of my colleagues, too, and they kind of talked me down, you know, and decided that we needed to help me find a hobby really quickly so that I could take my mind off worrying. It's not the work itself. It's worrying about the work.
And why do you keep doing it? It sounds...
Well, I'm close to retirement, Martha. Because every year out of the woodwork, I get these amazing comments from people, things that I didn't even know had happened sometimes until 6 months later. People say to me, oh, we put on this program and we had we had new people that had never heard of us before and it was wonderful. Or people will say, I went to a program and it changed my life. I mean, really, this really happens. So, you know, you said the arc, the terrible time when mm-hmm. you just go, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. That's, you know, after it's over, you remember these wonderful things that have happened that sometimes you weren't even aware of. And it really does make it worthwhile. And really, we get some criticism, but most of it's pretty minor compared to the overwhelming you know, wonderful things that people say and the gratitude that people show, which, you know, I'm really lucky. That's, I mean, you know, I could be doing a job where people are mad at me all the time. Even if I were the weatherman, you know, I could probably have, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people appreciate it, and that's really wonderful.
I want this to be a kind of a listener's get to know Nancy Damon, the person, instead of just the force behind the Virginia Festival.
Okay. Well, you want to know what I really would have wanted to do with my life?
Yeah, that's a good
when
start.
When I was a mere 39 years old, I started to play soccer, you know, in an adult co-rec league.
I'm stunned.
Well, and what I would have wanted to do, how much I was so crazed about how much I loved playing soccer, I wished I could have been a professional woman soccer player. But, you know, at 39, there's no hope for that. And in the first 2 years, I broke my nose, my wrist. I had two knee injuries, and somebody cracked a rib when we both went up for a ball, and she elbowed me in the rib, so I had a pretty high injury rate, and I was terrible, but I loved it.
So this is, sounds like it was a good sort of psychological training for running the Virginia Festival of the Book?
Yes. In fact, the thing that people always find amazing about me is I do have people say, well, how did you get into doing the book festival? I say, well, it's a really long story because, you know, I'm a history major. Well, that makes sense. And then we moved here. My husband started teaching here in 1976, and I worked, you know, in a secretarial job for a while, and then I went back to grad school. But my grad school degree is in phys ed.
Really?
Yes.
I'm rarely taken aback, but I was just taken aback.
I thought you might be. Okay, so after I got my master's, I thought I would work in something like cardiac rehab, but UVA didn't start their program until like 10 years later. In the meantime, I worked in the hospital, and then I worked at the senior center. And when they first started the book festival, they didn't really have a director. You know, they had a part-time graduate student, and then they had four different directors in the first 6 years who were all wonderful, young, really talented young women who either went back to graduate school or followed their husbands when they went to graduate school. So at that point, I just said, pick me. You know, I'm not going to leave to go to graduate school. This will be my peak experience. Pick me. I'm staying here. My husband has tenure.
I'm not going anywhere.
You'll find a link to Nancy Damon's Sisyphean Labor of Love, the annual Virginia Festival of the Book, on the Spark page at WMRA.org.